Hi, my name is Meg Hunter-Kilmer, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we want you to be the one who defines us. We want to find our identity only in your love. And we want to love you so deeply that we live in that freedom. Holy Spirit, we ask you, as we listen to your word, to convict our hearts, to transform us, to take away anger and vengeance and bitterness, and make us instead sons and daughters of the Father, alive in his freedom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, friends, we have a tricky second reading today, so I really want to focus on this one. This is almost the entirety of Paul's letter to Philemon. Now, as you guys know, St. Paul was a Jewish man, a Pharisee, a brilliant man who loved the Lord, who followed his law, and who thought that that meant persecuting Christians. He thought the way to serve God was to go after the people who worship Jesus as Lord. But God doesn't give up on us, does he? He never, never, never does. And he saw Paul's heart, not just his actions, but his heart. And he came to Paul and he brought him to himself. Jesus appeared to Paul, knocked him off his horse, knocked him down anyway, blinded him and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" He loved Paul so much that he brought him back to himself in really a pretty tough way. And Paul came out from that and he went out telling all the world about Jesus. But always underneath everything he's saying, we can see this Paul who had been transformed. This Paul who knew it was possible for people to be made new in Jesus. Paul, in the letter to Philemon, is writing to a man named Philemon who was a slave owner. Now, you probably know about slavery the way it happened in the modern world, especially in the United States of America, where people were told they weren't even human beings, they were garbage, they didn't have any freedom, all because of the color of their skin, all because of their race and where their ancestors came from. That is evil. Ugly, evil, 100% bad. But we use the same word to talk about slavery a long, long, long time ago, which sometimes was really quite different. Sometimes you became a slave because you ran out of money, and so you sold yourself into slavery. And sometimes you became a slave because you'd been captured in a war. And sometimes you became a slave because your parents became slaves. There's lots of different reasons, and it wasn't usually for your whole life, and it wasn't as ugly and cruel, and we use the word dehumanizing, as in the modern world. Philemon owned enslaved people, and one of the people that he claimed to own was a man named Onesimus. Now, Philemon had become a Christian, and Onesimus too had become a Christian after he ran away from his slavery. And Paul decided to trust Philemon, to trust that Philemon, when he saw Onesimus again, wouldn't demand that he be a slave again, wouldn't be angry, wouldn't be cruel, wouldn't say, "You owe me all this money." Paul decided that he was going to trust that Philemon really had been changed by God's grace. And so he wrote to Philemon and he said, "I am sending this letter with Onesimus, with the man that you used to hold in slavery." And Paul wants to make it very clear what he thinks Philemon should do here. He says, "I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you." Think how much Onesimus must have trusted Paul to go back to the man who had every right to punish him, maybe even have him killed for escaping from slavery. Think how much Onesimus must have trusted God, must have trusted Paul, must have trusted that the gospel can change people. If he was willing to go back to Philemon, if he was willing to go into this incredibly dangerous situation and let God be the one in charge. But Paul believed that the gospel could change people. And Onesimus believed that the gospel could change people because they had seen the gospel change them. And when Paul sends Onesimus back, he says, I send him back no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother, beloved especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. Friends, there is so much grace happening here. Paul and Onesimus trusting God, trusting Philemon. Onesimus choosing to see Philemon not as the man who had enslaved him, but as a brother. And eventually Philemon accepting Onesimus back, as we trust that he did, and loving him with the love of Jesus. This is the power of the gospel, not just to save us from our sins, but to set us free. To set us free from anger, to set us free from bitterness, to set us free from slavery to sin and addiction and self-righteousness and cruelty. I think a lot of us, sometimes we just feel trapped. We feel trapped maybe in relationships with our brothers and sisters that are just always so unkind, where we do things that we don't want to do. We feel trapped in school, where we know we're making bad choices. Or maybe we feel like we can't do the right thing. We can't work hard enough. We can't try hard enough. We can't succeed enough to be who we want to be. We feel this way in our marriages, in our parenting, with our coworkers. We have so many relationships that are broken. And in this reading, God is telling us, you don't have to be trapped in that anymore. You can be set free. And we see this a little bit in our gospel today. The gospel also is a tricky one, especially if you're reading it in your family. Jesus said, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, is Jesus telling you that you're supposed to hate your mom? No, he is not telling you you're supposed to hate your mom. English is sometimes a little bit of a poor language. He's not saying hate your brothers and sisters, hate your mom. He's saying choose me. Choose me above your dad. Choose me above your wife and your children. Choose me above your PlayStation. Choose me above your screen time. Choose me above Pokemon, above soccer, above studying for the SAT, above success, above pleasure, above comfort. Choose me above everything. Because I promise you, it is worth it. Not just worth it, because God is going to give us joy in the next world, but worth it because of the freedom he offers in this world. The freedom from hatred and envy and anger. Because like Philemon, we don't have to be defined by what we've done or what's been done to us. Like Onesimus, like Paul, all three of these men were taking great risks in loving radically, in hating the things that divided them from the Lord. Hated even the good things that weren't as good as God himself, which, friends, is everything. Can we turn to God, even to the exclusion of all of the things that matter in our lives? Can we let God be the one who tells us who we are, so that like Philemon, we're not rich men, slave owners, people who have been wronged by an escaped slave? We are beloved children of God. Like Onesimus, we are not people who've been abused and used and assaulted. We aren't people who've broken the law. We are beloved. Like Paul, we aren't former persecutors. We are beloved. The Book of Wisdom, our first reading, says, you know what? It's really confusing. It's hard to understand. We can't really grasp the ways of God. But we can trust that the God who loves us is going to make all things new in the end. So take some time this week to pray about the patterns, the relationships in your life where you need God to bring new life, where you need him to remind you that you are a brother, that you are a child of God, that you are beloved. Beloved to God the Father, beloved to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, to Mother Mary, to the church, and beloved to each member of the body of Christ. That's who you are. None of the rest of it matters. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we trust that you love us. And we ask you for the freedom to want only that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/Enkindle. Again, my name is Meg Hunter-Kilmer. I'm a missionary, a speaker, an author. I've written a couple of books about the saints. You can find those at saintsaroundtheworld.com. Got a new book about scripture coming out hopefully next month, God and the Paper Shortage Willing. You can learn more about me at www.piercedhands.com. Thanks for listening.